baby, do it.
It's Playhouse in the Morning. Happy Monday. Y94, the number one hit music station. Dumplemer Datum a little bit on the Playhouse. Zero and Jamie in the show today with Amy out on vacation. Now, we are on Engagement Watch 2021 with Amy. Now, basically what we landed on was if she comes back, because we were so confident she'd have a ring on her finger, we bet, all right, if she doesn't come back with a ring on her finger, we'll give away Guns N' Roses tickets on Tuesday every 15 minutes. And that was exciting, right? And then we realized, well, we don't want people to be disappointed if she gets engaged. So then we were like, we'll just celebrate with Guns N' Roses tickets every 15 minutes on the Playhouse specifically tomorrow if she does come back engaged. So really what we talked ourselves into last week was tomorrow we're going to give away, during the morning Playhouse, a mess load of GNR tickets.
It's a win-win. Either way, you get the tickets. And if we have all these tickets and they're available to you, our fingers crossed Amy's getting engaged as well. But if it doesn't happen, you can still be happy because you just got Guns N' Roses tickets.
So whether she got a ring or didn't get a ring, you're getting Guns N' Roses tickets. That's tomorrow on the Playhouse. God, don't let me forget we said we'd do that. I don't think people let me forget we said we did that.
Oh, we won't. People love Guns N' Roses. It'll be good.
That tomorrow on the show. So we start at 5:30. We go till 10 just to give you a period of time if you really want those tickets when you'd want to be listening for that 5:30 to 10 tomorrow. Amy will be back. Now, I did check in with her, and she at least claimed she didn't get the ring yet. Did she claim that to you, too?
Yeah, it needs to happen today.
I still feel pretty good about it. I think there's a chance.
Yeah.
I also think she'd lie to us, even if she got engaged on Friday, for God's sake.
We have a day. We have a day. We have a day. She has a day.
I think she's going to be a real kind of cranky pants tomorrow if she doesn't come back with a ring, if I'm being honest.
We might as well pool our money together and go buy her a ring and propose ourselves.
Yeah.
We might have to.
She didn't show up to work tomorrow. We know she definitely didn't get that ring. She's like, I'm dealing with that. Which, if she doesn't show up, do we still do the tickets, I suppose?
Yeah, we'll just propose to her ourselves. Done. She gets her proposal. It's a win-win for all three of us.
How about you guys propose to each other? I don't think I can handle that. I'm okay.
It's only temporary. It's only a temporary engagement until she gets the real thing.
Nah, you'd be that. You're closer. So COVID purchase regrets are a thing. People have been looking back in the past like year and a half, and they're getting a little bit like, why did I buy this? When they look at the past year and a half. Not surprisingly, the number one COVID purchase regret, you can probably guess what it was.
Sanitizer.
Nope. Toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't think you should be too disappointed. Like, you will use it eventually. Even if you bought an excess amount of TP and you still have it, you'll use it.
Yeah, it's not like it, like, disintegrates or has an expiration date.
Yeah, it doesn't go bad, right? It goes bad once you've used it. Then some other things on there that I don't want to read, except for the one that you just mentioned, because I want to make our own list. And sanitizer is on another one. There's a lot of people that are like, I have like gallons and gallons of sanitizer that it's going to take me forever to use. That I do think probably goes bad.
Yeah, Costco had like these giant, like, it was like a 4-liter jugs of sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
And I went a little crazy on them. I have about 6 of them at home. Like, what am I going to do with them?
Bring them here. Let me pour them all over my body.
Yeah, you would probably use them.
I do like hand sanitizer a lot. So not all of it, though, is hygienic things. Some people put some other stuff on there. I don't want to read it. I just want to pose the question. Did you buy something over the past year and a half, probably because of the pandemic in some way, whether it was something that was directly tied to it or because you're at home more, that then you feel stupid that you bought your COVID purchase regret? Do you have something like that, Jamie?
Yeah. And then, I don't know why. It was basically when masks were, you know, becoming cool and you were wearing them all the time and they were to match your outfits.
Yep.
So there is this website and I think you can buy them through Amazon and they have these, I don't know what like the material is, but they're almost like felt masks and they're really easy to to breathe in and they were totally fine. I bought 250 of them.
Okay, so that's quite a few. You bought a lot.
Yeah. I bought a ton of them because I thought, well, my husband will wear them. I'll wear them. They'll be perfect. And I also thought people really like that kind. I thought maybe I can do like a little side hustle. But they're all still in the box. Didn't wear them once.
Back in like late spring, early summer of last year when our building was like, all right, where you can't be in here if you don't have a mask on. I bought a bunch of the face shield things.
Yeah.
So you wear the little foam on your head, and then it puts a piece of plastic right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of myself because, like, well, see, now I'm not going to, I won't have to wear masks because I have this on. And then I, like, reread, like, the you know, company email or whatever. I was like, oh, no, this isn't good. So I have those. I have little use for them because you still had to wear a mask and that if you wanted to wear that. Yeah. So I have all these face shields in my office that I don't know when I would ever wear them.
It was, like, a weird thing. I also bought I forgot about this. I bought a Yeti microphone because that was like when the whole pandemic.
You thought you're going to be at home a bunch, sure.
So I thought, I'm like, well, if I'm going to be working from home, I'm going to need this really good microphone. And we lasted, what, a week, 2 weeks? Maybe a week.
Yeah, because we did like the Skype thing you and Elliot did a couple of times. And then we realized that just wouldn't really, we didn't like it. So you guys came back.
It works for some jobs. It just doesn't work for this job. And that was one thing that I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to use this all the time. I don't even know where it is anymore.
Do you remember? You probably already forgot this happened. Because we didn't buy this, but it's his COVID purchase regret, I bet. When he bought a shower curtain that we... we like divided the studio in half with so we would be breathing on each other. So there's like a shower lighter dangling in between our faces.
And the funny thing about that is we had it like over Christmas as well. So when we decorated our studio, we put Christmas lights on that. That's a pretty bad regret.
And then for a while, I think it didn't really work so much dividing us. So then for a while, it was dividing you and Amy. And like, so Amy had to like go behind the shower curtain to get to her corner of the room.
Yeah. It eventually just.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
Fell down and got destroyed.
I wonder where that went. Do you think he brought it home and put it in his shower? I mean, it was a perfectly good shower liner. You might as well use it for something.
And it came with like the piping. You could probably put that outside in your backyard and use it as like a privacy wall.
Well, it was see-through, though.
Oh, that's true.
Pretty crap privacy wall.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have one of these COVID purchase regrets? You bought something from, like, March of last year to now, and you recognize the fact that you probably shouldn't buy it. You'd buy, like, an enhancement for your home, something for, like, a home office, some hygienic items, your COVID purchase regret. 237, it's text. 35270.
Woke up. I woke up. You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
I'm just getting started.
Y94.
Hey, good morning, Playhouse. Y94, Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits. Talking about these COVID purchase regrets. Apparently, people were buying stuff up the past year and a half, and now they look at it like, why did I buy this? Ugh. Do you have a COVID purchase regret? 237, it's text 35270. Tweet, snap at Y94 Playhouse, and what are we seeing for COVID purchase regrets?
Somebody said, my husband and I spent about $5,000 renovating a room in our basement, getting desks in there, because we thought we were going to have our kids going to school from home for the next couple years. We wasted so much money. We got computers, we got extra Wi-Fi, everything set up, and they didn't end up using it for more than a few weeks. Someone else said, my regret for my COVID purchase is my ex and I decided we had some extra money laying around with the stimulus money that we got, and we bought a house together. Well, that didn't end up working out. We're in the middle of a bad breakup, both fighting over the house. Someone else said, my COVID purchase was a house that has a ton of problems. Somebody else said, my COVID purchase, my husband and I decided that we were going to try and do new things. We wanted to live our life to the fullest. So we ended up getting a workout bike, a treadmill, and a bunch of other weightlifting stuff and turned our garage into a workout area. Have we used it? Nope, not at all.
Sure didn't. COVID purchase regret. You buy something, you're like, why did I buy this?
Oh, man. So in March of 2020, I got 4 new tires on my car and then immediately lost my job and didn't drive anywhere pretty much for the whole year and a half.
So yours isn't like, why did I stock up on this or anything like that? You're just like, man, I wouldn't have spent that kind of money if I knew. And I'm not going to drive anywhere either.
It all worked out because now I'm driving to places more. But at the time, it was just such a big chunk of money. And I couldn't believe that I just spent such a huge amount of money and then didn't drive for a year.
On the bright side, now you're putting a little bit of miles on those tires, so that's good. That's definitely good. Do you have one of these COVID purchase regrets? You bought something in the past year, year and a half, and you're like, oh my God, why did I even buy this? 237, it's text 35270, Bieber, Quavo, intentions.